Well, we are thankful that we can be together again this evening.
所以我们为了今天晚上能够再次聚集在一起，感谢你。
It's a little different than the auditorium from last year.
今天聚会的地方跟去年不一样。
I was thinking, since we're up so high, Chip should have sung that song, "Nearer, My God, to Thee."
我们坐在比去年更高的地方，就像刚才 Chip 唱的那首歌一样，我们愿意靠近主。
You know, we're in the sky room here.
我们今天这个房间被称为天上的房子。
And we go to Brazil periodically.
我们有时候去巴西。
In Portuguese, they use the same word for heaven for sky.
在葡萄牙文里头，天空跟天堂是一个。
So we just call this the heavenly room.
所以我们就称这个为天堂的房间。
And really, wherever the presence of the Lord is, that is heaven.
什么时候主同在，那个地方就是天堂。
And we're so thankful to be together in His presence tonight.
今天晚上我们何等感谢他能够在他同在里边聚集。
I'd like for us to turn this evening to Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus.
今天晚上我们来翻到保罗对以弗所书教会，以弗所教会写的书信。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
We'll start reading in chapter 2 verse 4.
我们从第二章第四节开始念。
But God, being rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, that no one should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And then starting again in verse 19,
十九节。
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, and whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Lord, it is so wonderful to be able to be together in Thy presence.
主啊，能够在你的同在里聚集是何等美好。
Because we know in your presence there is a fullness of provision of life in Christ Jesus.
我们知道在你同在的里面，我们有耶稣基督里边那测不透的丰富的生命。
We come here tired and scattered and weak.
我们来到这个地方好像是这样的疲乏软弱。
But Lord, we're thankful that there is no lack in you.
但是我们感谢你在你里边毫无缺乏。
We have a confidence that you have made every provision for this time.
我们有这样的把握，你已经为这个特会预备了所有的需要。
You've made that provision for speaking and translating and hearing.
你为着说的，为着翻译的，为着听话的，都有预备。
And Lord, we're thankful that by faith we can lay hold of that provision.
我们靠着信心，我们可以来把握这样的一个预备。
And we're so thankful, Lord, for the Holy Spirit.
我们为着圣灵来感谢你。
A spirit of life that it would be with us to lead us and guide us through this evening.
今天生命的灵要在这边带领我们来指引我们。
And above all, we're thankful that we come with a wonderful declaration.
在一切之上，我们感谢你，我们可以在这里来宣告。
That declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord.
这个宣告就是说，耶稣基督是主。
And it's in that name that we gather.
靠着他的名，我们得以聚集。
No other name.
没有任何其他的名。
But only the name of our precious Lord.
只有我们宝贵的主。
We give our hearts to you that you would have your way amongst us tonight in Jesus' name.
我们把我们的心归给你，愿你得着你所当得到的，愿奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
As we read these verses in Ephesians chapter 2,
当我们读到以弗所书第二章的经节的时候，
it can't help but just bring a joy to our heart.
这个经节让我们的心何等的喜乐。
Because we see the condition that we were in.
因为我们看见我们所处的光景。
And then that marvelous phrase, but God who is rich in mercy.
但是这边说到，然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
Because of His great love.
因着他爱我们的大爱
He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross to redeem us.
他把他独生爱子赐给我们，在十字架上替我们代赎。
We have been brought into so great a salvation.
我们实在是被赐予一个极大的恩典。
There's a fullness and a joy that we're brought into.
我们被带进一个极丰富的喜乐里面。
And we can actually stop with those verses.
我们甚至可以就停在这个经节里。
And we can spend the rest of the evening worshiping Him, like our brother Chip said.
就像我们 Chip 弟兄说的，我们就可以在这里边来敬拜我们的主。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when we really stop and think of what our Lord has done for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们停下来思想一下主为我们所做的。
Oh, what a privilege we are.
这是何等的一个特权
！We've been brought into so great a privilege.
我们实在是被带到一个何等的权利的里面。
Because when we're born again, what happens?
当我们重生得救的时候，发生了什么
？Oh, so wonderful that we've been redeemed.
我们被救赎是何等的奇
妙 ！We are the redeemed of the Lord.
我们是主被主所救赎的。
And all of our sins are forgiven, and that past is concluded.
我们所有的过去都成为过去，我们的罪都得以赦免。
Regardless of whatever we did.
无论我们做了什么
That's all under the blood of the Lamb.
都在羔羊宝血遮盖之下
And not only have our sins been forgiven,
不仅我们的罪得以赦免
But we now have a new life within us.
在我们的里面今天有一个新的生命
It's an eternal life.
是一个永远的生命
That eternity, not just speaking of time and length of time.
说到永远不仅指的是那个时间没有止境
But speaking of a quality of life, a unique life.
更是说到那个独特的生命的那个特性
We have Christ in us.
我们有基督在我们的里面。
Oh, and what a hope that gives us.
这给我们一个何等的盼望。
Oh, this is why we as the people of God are called to be worshippers.
这是为什么神的子民被称为敬拜他的人。
And how is we ever when we stop and consider this?
每一次当我们停下来思想这一点的时候
We can't help but worship Him.
我们就不能不来敬拜他。
And during our times together over the years, we've heard much on teachings related to this.
过往的年日，我们听到很多关于这样的教导。
We hear about being disciples, being conformed to His image.
我们知道，作为门徒，我们要被磨成他的形象。
Of how important it is to have that individual life with the Lord.
这样个人与主相交的生活是何等的重要。
Of learning to abide in Him.
如何的能够住在主里面。
And all of these are so essential.
所有这一切都是非常的基本。
But brothers and sisters, our Lord is interested in so much more than just individuals.
但是我们的主对个人的远远超过对个人的兴趣。
And now for many of us in the day and time we're living in, this is difficult to comprehend.
在我们生活这个时代，这一点是很难把握的，很难明白的。
Because we're living in the day and the time of the selfie.
因为我们是活在一个自我欣赏的一个年代。
Does that translate okay? Okay, alright. I'm not sure what selfie is in Chinese, but...Anyway, I mean, we identify the generation now as the selfie generation.
这样一个时代被称为一个自我欣赏的时代。
Never in the history of photography have so many selfies been made.
在过往这个摄影的历史里面，从来没有这么多的自我拍照的那个出现。
When I was growing up, the person that held the camera was taking pictures of other people.
我长大的时候，他们照相都是对着别人照的。
But now we're so self-centered, we take pictures of ourselves.
现在我们是如此的自我中心，我们自我拍照。
And then we're so proud of it, we post it on Instagram.
而且我们如此的骄傲，我们把它就放在网上。
Like everybody really wants to see us.
所以每一个人都愿意来看看我们。
See us eating our ice cream.
看我们在吃冰激凌。
See us doing this and doing that.
看我们做这个做那个。
Oh, we're such a self-centered generation.
这实在是一个自我中心的世代。
And how the Lord needs to break through that.
我们的主要突破这一点。
Because he's so much interested, he wants us to experience so much more than just this individual life.
因为他实在是盼望我们能够经历超过我们个人的那个生活的经历。
Because when we're born again,
因为我们是重生的。
Yes, we have his life within us.
确实我们里边有他的生命。
But there was a purpose.
但是这个生命有一个目的。
Because we're also born into that body of Christ.
因为我们实在是被重生进入基督的身体里面。
It's the verses we've read in Ephesians.
我们在以弗所书读到的这些经节。
Over and over again, it says we've been brought together.
一再的说到我们被带到一起。
It's not, we're just not all the selfies out there.
并不是那些都是 自拍相的那些人。
But there's a togetherness now.
而是一个聚在一起的。
That he's brought us into.
他把我们带到里面。
Because he desires to express his life in a fuller way.
因为他盼望他的生命能够得到更丰满的发表。
He desires that there would not just be individuals that testify of him.
他愿望不是只是个人来见证他。
But there would be those that have been brought together in him. Together they testify of his marvelous life.
而是所有那些被他带到一起的人能够一同来见证他的美好。
And this is what we'd like to consider while we're together.
这是我们在一起的时候要来思考的。
Now, really not, I'm not going to be focusing so much on the teaching of corporate life.
我不是在这边只是教导关于团体的生活。
We hear much about corporate life and church life.
我们谈到过很多次关于团体的生活、教会的生活。
And all of that teaching is very essential.
这样的教导是非常的必要。
But I'm not going to be focusing on the teaching.
但是我的重点不在教导。
I'm going to have one question for us.
我愿意问大家一个问题。
How much of this life are we experiencing in reality?
在我们生活的实际里边，这样的生活有多少的真实呢？
We can talk about church life.
我们可以谈论教会生活。
We can have a conference on it.
我们可以来开一个特会。
We can read the books on it.
我们可以读很多的书。
But when it comes down to it, how much of it are we experiencing in reality within our life?
但是真正重要的是，在我们生活的实际里边，这到底是多真实呢？
So to help us, most of the time, I'm not even going to use the phrase church life.
所以很多时候我并不会用这个教会生活这个字。
I'm just going to be using the phrase life together.
我愿意用一个词叫做一同生活。
It's his life that's brought us together.
是他的生命把我们带到一起。
It's his life that has made us those fellow citizens.
是他的生命使我们成为神国的子民。
It's his life that is building us together.
是他的生命让我们能够被建造在一起。
The togetherness of this life that he's wanting us to experience in a fuller and greater way.
是这样的一个在一起的这个 生活是他能够把他的丰满得以彰显。
Now we're very thankful for all the experiences we've already had.
我们为着我们已有的经历来感谢他。
If we went around this room, we would have many marvelous testimonies of the experiences of the Lord's faithfulness in our times together.
在我们在座的里面，我们都经历到神的信实。
But is that still fresh to us?
但是这是不是仍然是新鲜的呢？
Are we still experiencing that now?
我们是不是仍然在继续经历这个恩典呢？
One of our very natural tendencies is once we experience something good,
我们一个天然的特性就是如果我们经历到一个好的东西，
we can have a tendency to just settle down and say, oh, this is it.
然后我们就有一个倾向就是说就是这样了，我们就愿意安定下来。
But the Lord is wanting us to press on to more and more.
但是主却盼望我们能够一直的往前。
There's a wonderful example of this in Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦书信里边，保罗有一个很好的例子。
This is one of the principles we want to be considering together in our times.
我们在一起的时候，愿意来思考这个原则。
Look over at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
As Paul is making this wonderful commendation to this church,
保罗在这边赞扬这个教会。
In 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 9 and 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第九到第十节。
As we start reading this, this is a marvelous commendation.
我们来读的时候，我们看见这实在是一个非常好的一个赞扬。
Paul writes to them, now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you.
论到弟兄相爱，不用人写信给你们。
For you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
And indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia.
你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行。
Now just imagine if the Lord wrote us a letter like that.
想象一下，如果主给我们写这样一封信
，The Houston Assembly, the Austin Assembly, or wherever you might be from.
叫休斯顿的聚会，奥斯汀的聚会，无论你从什么地方聚会来，这个信是写给你的。
Oh, you really know how to practice the love of the brethren.
你们真的知道怎么样子能够彼此的弟兄相爱
？We could be very content.
我们就可以非常的满足。
We will say, "Oh, we have arrived."
我们就会说，我们已经达到了。
But how does Paul continue here?
但是保罗在这边怎么样子继续写下去呢
？He says, "But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more."
但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
And brothers and sisters, this principle of excelling still more is so vital to us.
这个信息关于要更加向前的这个勉励是何等的对我们是何等的重要。
Because so often we experience something of the goodness of the Lord.
因为很多时候我们经历到了主的美善。
And we settle right there.
然后我们就停在那个地方。
We say, "Oh, this is good."
我们就说啊，这很好。
Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration, that was great for him.
就好像彼得在变化山上说那是何等美好的时候
He was content, he said, "This is great, Lord, I'll just build some tents so we can just stay here."
他说主啊这真是好我们就搭几座棚子我们就待在这个地方
But the Lord had much more for Peter to experience.
但是主要有更多的事情要让彼得来经历
And the Lord has much more for all of us to experience of him.
主也有更多的让我们每一个人来经历他
We're thankful for all of the experiences we have.
我们为着我们过往的经历，我们实在是感谢他。
But may they be used to create within us a greater hunger and thirst for Him.
愿主用这些的经历来在我们心中制造更大的、更多的饥渴，我们来往前。
A greater hunger and thirst for the things of the Lord.
更大的饥渴，要得到更多的主。
And a hunger and thirst for more and more of this life together.
有更大的饥渴，为着要来得到这个一同的生活。
Sometimes we don't have much expectations.
有些时候好像我们没有那么大的期待。
And then when we set our expectations so low that when we get there we're content.
我们把我们的期望值放得很低，我们达到了我们就满足了。
Like I'm a New York Yankee fan.
我是一个纽约棒球队的球迷。
So you're gonna have to put up with that.
你们必须要忍耐我这一点。
Now the Yankees, whenever we start the year,
每一年开始赛季开始的时候
，there's only one thing that defines a good year.
只有一件事情让这个赛季成了一个成功的赛季
，and it's winning the World Series.
就是赢这个这个冠军。
We've won 27 of them, by the way.
我们已经赢了27次了，全国冠军。
And we'll do it again this year.
今年我们还会赢。
But we just keep that's our desire.
那个就是我们的愿望。
Now, if you're Houston Astros,
如果你是休斯顿的这个 Astros,
if you could hit 500 this year, you'd be happy.
如果你能够赢一半的你的球赛，你就高兴。
Your expectations when you start out, you're so low.
因为你们一开始的那个期待值是很低的。
I'm not even going to talk about the Texans.
我甚至都不愿意提到 Texan 足球队。
Fortunately, you have a basketball team that takes care of that. So, okay.
你们很有幸有这个篮球队在这边为你们争气。
They do okay, except about this other team in Texas.
他们比德州另外的一个球队打得要好一些。
But anyway, we don't want to get distracted by sports.
好，我们不会在这边被体育来打岔。
We say, always say that is, what is the expectations we have of our life together?
我们愿意来问，我们对在一同生活的这件事上，我们的期待值是什么
？Are we simply content to come to meetings a couple of times a week？
我们是不是一个礼拜有那么几次一同聚集就满足了呢
？Or if a few people pray, are we content with that？
或者有几个人代表我们祷告，我们就已经满意了
？There's so much more of our Lord's life that He wants us to experience together.
但是主却有这么丰富的生命，让我们一同聚集的时候来享受。
And let's not limit Him by setting our expectations so low.
让我们不要把我们的期望值放得太低，来限制他。
In that spirit of Paul, we will press on that we can know Him more and more.
就让彼得、让保罗的灵成为我们的灵，我们愿意更加的勉励，得到的更多。
Because He has a wonderful desire.
因为他实在是有一个极大的心愿。
The Lord desires to express His life through His people on this earth today.
主盼望今天就在地上，借着他的百姓，能够把他自己的丰富彰显出来。
He has a desire that upon this earth today there would be a corporate expression of His life.
他盼望今天在地上就有这样一个团体的生活、生命，能够把它彰显出来。
There would be that life together that testifies gloriously of Him.
就是在一起，我们把他的荣耀彰显出来。
But is this a New Testament concept?
这是一个新约的概念。
When we talk about corporate life and church life, is this just a New Testament concept?
当我们谈到教会生活、团体生活的时候，这是不是仅仅是新约的一个概念呢？
That when our Lord Jesus came, they said, "Oh, now that our Lord is here, now we have this desire to express this."Life together is a testimony to the world.
是不是主耶稣来了以后，我们才开始有这样的一个概念，说我们要聚在一起，要把他的生命向世界彰显呢？
It's really not.
其实不是。
If we look back through the Old Testament,
我们回到旧约里边来看，
we see God's heart and desire for this expressed in many ways.
我们看见神的这样一个愿望在很多的方面表现出来。
Even from the very beginning,
甚至从一开始就表现出来。
With Adam and Eve.
从亚当和夏娃的
He desired to dwell with them.
神盼望与他们同住
To walk with them, to have fellowship with them.
去跟他们同行然后与跟他们有相交
They could come into all that He desires and to express His life as a testimony.
神盼望能够借着他们作为一个见证把他自己的生命就彰显出来
And then when we go throughout the Old Testament,
当我们读遍旧约圣经的时候
Again, sometimes we can focus upon just the great patriarchs.
有些时候我们也许就注目在那些先祖的身上
And we're thankful for them.
我们为着他们来感谢神
But God's goal was never just to have strong men of God.
但是神的目标不是只是得到几个属灵的爱主的强人
God raised up an Abraham.
神兴起了亚伯拉罕
It was God's desire to simply have Abraham be a strong testimony of himself
是不是神的心愿就是他要得到一个强大的亚伯拉罕来彰显他的见证呢
Now, there's an aspect of that that's true he did he wanted Abraham to be that one that would testify of him
当然对亚伯拉罕来说这是对的因为亚伯拉罕确实是一个美好的见证
But beyond that Abraham was simply the vehicle the Lord used to bring about the family of God
但是超过这些亚伯拉罕不过是神手中的一个器皿他要带进他的国度
when the Lord called Abraham
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
He said you're going to be a great family
说你要成为一个大的国
You know the nations will look at you
万国都要来
All the world will see that you and your family are this testimony
全地的国都要来看你和你的家
And they'll be drawn to the Lord
他们都要被吸引来归向主
The goal wasn't Abraham, the goal was that family of God testifying of him.
亚伯拉罕不是那个终极的目标，终极的目标是神的，是他，是那个家，是那个国。
And then you can think of a Moses.
你也可以看看摩西。
We're thankful to the Lord how he raised up a Moses.
我们为着神，为着摩西来感谢主，把他兴起。
But was God's goal to simply raise up a Moses?
但是神的目的是不是就把摩西兴起就好了呢？
No, Moses was one who was raised up and to be that vehicle to bring about a nation.Testify of the Lord.
但是摩西不过是神所兴起的一个器皿，为着能够带进神的国度。
He brought about this nation that was to be set apart to be a holy nation to testify of the world of who the Lord is.
为着把一个国度得到，而且把他们分别出来，来见证主。
This corporate expression of His life together in that day and time.
那个在那个时代做一个团体的器皿，来彰显主的见证。
We can go on to a David.
我们可以继续到大卫。
We're thankful for the Lord how He found David, a man after God's own heart.
我们感谢主，他在大卫身上找到了一个合他心意的人。
But when He found David, He said He's a man after God's own heart. David knew God's heart.
大卫实在是知道神的心意。
And he knew that God had a desire to dwell among His people.
他知道神有一个心愿要住在他百姓的中间。
And David was that vehicle that was used to bring about the kingdom of God upon this earth.
所以大卫就成了那个神的器皿，能够把神的国带到地上。
Again, the goal wasn't David. The goal was to have that kingdom, that corporate expression of our Lord's life on this earth.
再一次，大卫本人不是那个目标，目标是神的得到那个团体的国度。
So we see God's heart throughout the scripture with one desire.
所以我们在整本的圣经里边看见神有那一个一致的心愿。
That there would be those that had this life together that expressed and testified of Him.
就是得到那一群人，他们能够在一起， 能够彰显神的荣耀。
And when you come to the New Testament, it uses many various descriptions.
如果来到新约圣经的话，你会看见有不同的描写。
It speaks of the church, the body of Christ, the family of God, the house of God.
说到教会，就是主的身体，也是神的家，神的国。
All these are simply corporate expressions of His life.
所有这些都是团体，都是主生命在团体里面的彰显。
So this is the overall burden that I have upon my heart for the times that I have.
所以这一次的特会，我现在我心里面放的负担就是为了这样一个团体的生活。
I'd like for us to consider in the three sessions that I have.
所以我们三堂的聚会要一同来思考
three aspects of this life together.
这样一个一同生活的三个方面
the privilege of our life together.
一同生活的特权。
Do we realize this great privilege that we've been brought into?
我们是不是意识到这实在是一个特权，我们能够被聚在一起
？And secondly, the perspective of our life together.
第二个就是关于这个一同生活的一个认识，一个看见。
Oh, how we need to be brought, have His perspective be made real to us.
我们何等的盼望能够把神的看见成为我们的看见。
And once we see from His perspective.
我们一旦能够从神的眼光来看
then we will see the priority of our life together.
然后我们就能够看见这个优先的次序是什么。
And、this is not exhaustive in any way.
这个并不是一个好像能够就是盖全面一个看法。
Three aspects of how the Lord's touched my heart.
只是神放在我心里边给我们看见的三个方面。
We could also think about our Lord's passion for our life together.
我们也可以一同来思想神向着我们的那个心肠
Is his passion our passion?
他的心肠是不是成为我们的心肠呢
We could also think about our place in this life together.
我们也可以来看看我们在这个一同生活里面的那个地位
Or our participation in the life together.
或者我们来怎么样子参与这样的一个一同的生活
If you haven't figured it out by now, P is the key letter for this weekend. P is the key letter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
你们大概应该注意到了，这个英文都是用 P 打头的。
But again, why are we considering this?
为什么我们来要思考这件事呢？
Because in the days and times that we're living in,
是因着我们所生活的这个时代，这个时刻。
I don't think any of us have to be reminded of how the days are becoming more and more evil and wicked.
我想我们不用提醒大家就知道，我们所生活的这个时代是变得越发的邪恶。
I believe there's a general consensus that we're living at the end of the last days.
我想大家都同意，我们现在是活在这个末后的末世。
Why are we considering this?
为什么我们要来思考这件事？
Because as we see throughout the scripture,
因为当我们读遍圣经的时候，
God has a desire upon His heart that His life would be expressed through a corporate vessel.
神的心愿就是他要得到一个团体的器皿来彰显他的生命。
And we want to be those that are found cooperating with Him.
我们愿意成为他能够找到的那个能够与他合作的人。
That by His grace, His purpose could be fulfilled.
靠着他的恩典，愿他的意成就。
Not only in this age, but in the age to come.
不仅在这个时代，而且在要来的这个时代。
We will be found cooperating with Him in this process.
愿我们被神看为能够与他合作的一般人。
And this fullness of all that He desires, it gets worked out in our life together.
让他的丰满能够在我们一同生活里边得以彰显。
The Lord can deal with us individually, yes.
确实，神可以来个人的与我们每一个人交涉。
You start having a life together with brothers and sisters.
但是当你能够开始跟其他的弟兄姊妹一同生活的时候
，and those dealings have an exponential growth factor there.
所以这样的一个神的这样的一个对付，就好像是成一个指数那个级数的增长。
Individually, you can grow so much.
作为一个个人，你只能成长了这么多。
You start coming together with brothers and sisters.
但是当你与弟兄姊妹一同聚集的时候
，this is where the reality of the cross starts to take place.
现在十字架的那个实际就开始发生了。
This is where the reality of little phrases like love one another takes a new meaning to us.
在这个时候，彼此相爱就开始发生它的效用。
How all of a sudden is the closer we get together,
当我们越靠彼此靠近的时候
we find out we start having some strange feelings toward one another.
然后我们就发现好像我们彼此有一些很奇怪的感觉。
As long as we each maintain our space,
如果我们彼此保持特定的一定的距离的话
you know, I have my space, you have your space.
你有你的空间，我有我的空间。
We're all happy. Things can go on together.
然后我们就每个人都很高兴，然后我们就可以继续往前。
But those spaces start colliding.
然后那个空间就开始发生碰撞。
And all of a sudden, with this gentle little sister we thought was such a lamb.
突然，这个看起来很温顺的，就像羔羊一样温顺的一个姊妹。
We see she's a little lioness also.
突然就发现她像一个母狮一样。
These ones, this gentle little brother.
这个很温柔的一个小弟兄。
He looks like such a sweet little living stone.
他看起来好像是一个很甜美的一个活石。
And we find he's as stubborn as the rock of Gibraltar.
然后我们就突然发现他是好像直布罗陀的那一个顽石一样。
But praise God.
但是我们感谢主。
That's the opportunity we have to find Christ and His way through.
这就是一个机会，我们可以让基督能够在我们生命里边有所突破。
But if we never get into those situations,
但是如果我们从来不接触这样的环境,
we never have the opportunity for Christ to build us together.
我们就没有机会让基督能够把我们建造在一起。
And this is what he's so jealous for.
这是他心里面所切慕要得到的。
So may the Lord help us in our times together.
所以愿主在我们聚集的时候帮助我们。
So tonight we want to look at this first matter of the privilege of our life together.
所以今天晚上我们就要来看第一个，就是这个一同生活的特权。
I pray the Lord would really show us afresh this privilege.
我们实在是愿主给我们一个新鲜的看见这个特权。
We're not here just to learn some cute little phrases this weekend.
这个周末不是聚在一起要学一些新的词汇。
I don't want everybody to start using the word privilege again.
我不愿意大家都开始来用这个词特权。
But we're looking for the Lord to capture our heart and our spirit.
但是我们愿主来得到我们的心，我们的灵。
So let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2.
让我们一同翻到彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章。
We see this great privilege of our life together.
彼得前书第二章，我们看见这一个一同生活是一个何等的特权。
We'll read verses 4 through 10.
我们从第四节读到第十节。
Again, many of these verses are familiar verses.
这些经节都是我们很熟悉的。
May the Lord make them fresh to our hearts tonight.
愿主今天晚上让这些经节在我们里边重新新鲜起来。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第四章，第二章。
Verse 4. And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture. Quoting from Isaiah, Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. For they stumble because they're disobedient to the word and to this doom they were appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前， 也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说， 做了绊脚的石头，别人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Peter, as he's writing to us here, he makes this wonderful declaration.
当在这边彼得对我们说话的时候，他实在是一个美好的宣告。
And coming to him, or coming to Christ as a living stone, we also as living stones are being built together.
主是活石，我们来到他面前，也就像活石被建造，成为灵宫。
Because we have that same life within us.
因为我们里边有同一的生命。
And as we read these verses,
当我们读这些经节的时候，
it's so important for us to see how Peter is writing of these.
我们实在是要注意彼得是怎么样子写的。
Is Peter saying, you will be this and you will be that?
彼得有没有说你们将要成为这个，将要成为那个呢？
No, Peter says, you are this and you are that.
彼得说你们是这个，是那个。
Look in verse 5.
第五节。
You also as living stones are being built up.
你们也像活石被建造成为灵宫。
Praise God, we are being built.
我们感谢主，我们是被建造成为灵宫。
Then as he starts in verse 9,
第九节，
he says, "You are a chosen race."
说你们是被拣选的族类。
Not that we will be.
不是说你们将要成为。
We have been born again.
我们已经重生得救。
And the great call that the Lord has upon us, this is what we are now.
这是神对我们一个荣耀的呼召，这就是我们的所赐。
And he's speaking of this, he uses the word we, so there's an inclusiveness here.
这边他用的是我们，他用的是一个包罗。
There's no longer Jew or Gentile or Greek or barbarian or Chinese or American. It's we together are this.
不再是犹太人，是中国人等等，而是全部在一起。
And how he has called us to be that holy priesthood, that we would offer up those sacrifices to him.
他呼召我们成为有君尊的祭司，我们一同来奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And praise God, every opportunity we have to come together and worship the Lord.
我们感谢主，每一次当我们有机会一同来聚集、来敬拜他的时候，
we have to look within our hearts.
我们要看看我们的心。
Is it simply a song fest to us?
是不是有一个，是不是这个诗歌能够在我们的里面？
Are we simply singing a few songs?
或者我们只是在那边用嘴唱几首歌？
Or is it really a spirit of worship and adoration?
是不是真的有那一个敬拜？那个爱慕的灵，
offering those spiritual sacrifices to him.
我们能够在那边奉献那个他所悦纳的灵祭。
As we sang those choruses,
当我们在那边唱这首诗歌的时候，
oh, what a privilege we have to offer up those, in many ways, a simple word to bless the Lord.
我们能够就用简单的话，我们来赞美我们敬拜我们的主。
Gathering unto him.
我们能够一同的来。向他聚集。
That is a sacrifice. That's a sweet aroma, a fragrant aroma to him.
那个就是那个灵祭，那个就是那个馨香的祭，献给他。
Oh, is it coming from our heart?
是不是从我们的心里边发出的呢？
Or do we just settle for just singing the songs?
或者我们就只不过就满足于就唱那么一首歌而已。
Every time we gather together, may we be violent with ourselves.
每一次当我们聚集的时候，我们要来这样子来审查自己。
And let's not be content. Let's press on for that much more of entering into His presence with worship and thanksgiving.
愿我们不要满足于我们的现状，我们要一直往前勉励自己，我们要来进入到主的里面。
That we could really honor Him.
让我们一同来荣耀他。
And it's glorious what our Lord has brought us into and what He's made us.
因为神实在是用荣耀召了我们，把我们建造到他的荣耀里面。
As we look down in verse 9,
把我们看到第九节的时候，
we look at these phrases and they become familiar to us.
这些我们都很熟悉的经节。
But we stop and think of the privilege that we've been brought into.
但是我们要停下来思考一下，这是一个何等的特权。
He said, "You are a chosen race."
他说你们是被拣选的族类。
Now, who were you chosen by?
你们是被谁所拣选的？
You were chosen by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们是被主万王之王、万主之主所拣选的。
And by His birth, He has brought us into this race.
借着他的生，我们成为他所拣选的。
We are the chosen race upon this earth and throughout the eternity.
我们是在这个地上为着永世蒙拣选的一群人。
I'm sorry to pop some of your bubbles, but the Chinese are not the chosen race.
我很遗憾，我好像把你们一些幻想给打破了，因为中国人并不是被拣选的族。
But we've been brought into the chosen race.
但是我们却被带进到一个真正被神所拣选的族类里面。
Chosen by the Creator of all things.
是被这个创造宇宙万有的创造者所拣选。
Chosen by El Shaddai.
被这个丰满的神所拣选。
Chosen to be part of His race.
我们被拣选成为他的族类的一部分。
Eternal life that we have within us is a unique life.
这个我在我们里面那个永生是一个独特的生命。
We are so privileged.
我们实在是有蒙了何等的特权。
And he says that we are royal priesthood.
这边说到我们是有君尊的祭司。
We've got the king living within us.
我们有君王住在我们里面。
We have that kingly character within us.
我们有那个属天君王的特性性格在我们的里面。
And the priests are there to express his character.
祭司们在这边彰显他的性格。
The priests are there to be a testimony of who he is.
祭司在那边成为他的所事的见证。
You know, the priests that bring the Lord to the people and help the people come to the Lord.
祭司在那边把主带到人的面前，把人带到主的面前。
Oh, what a glorious ministry we've been called into!
我们实在是蒙召进入一个何等的职事里面。
Thank that we were far off.
从前
we were far away.
从前我们是何等远离神的人。
We've been brought nigh. We've been brought right into His presence.
但是现在我们却被带进了，我们完全带到他的同在的里面，他的面前。
And that we can offer up that sacrifice.
我们就可以来奉献那个灵祭。
And we can speak of him and we can testify of him.
我们可以来谈论他，我们可以来见证他。
And he says that we are a holy nation.
说到我们是一个圣洁的国度。
One set apart for him.
我们是分别出为圣，分别为圣归给他。
Sanctified unto him.
我们是圣别归给他的人。
It's not the United States.
不是一个联合的合众国。
But it's a unique holy nation that we've been brought into.
而是一个独特的联合体。我们是在他的里面。
Actually, in Richmond lately, we've had a big distraction.
最近在 Richmond, 我们有一个很大的一个让人分心的事。
And it's actually very sad.
其实是很悲伤的一件事。
I live in the congressional district that's represented by a man named Eric Cantor.
我的选区是 Eric Cantor 的那个选区。
He has a short life now.
他现在的政治生命很被缩短。
I'm not going to get on the political side of it.
我现在也不愿意谈论政治。
But the sad thing about it,
但是这件事情让人悲哀的是
was as I looked around the area,
我看在我周围的那个选区的
I saw so many believers getting so excited and caught up in the politics of this.
我看见很多的神的基督徒，他们对政治是那样的热心。
And one brother who I'm close to and I have the liberty to say this to, I said something.
有一个弟兄我很熟悉，所以我可以在这边这样说。我对他说
，I just thought he was talking on and on about what this and that and how they were going to get rid of Eric Cantor。
他在那边他就说，我们要做这个做那个，我们要把这个 Eric Cantor 给抛到一边去。
And I said, brother, I've known you. We've been in fellowship together 20 years。
我说弟兄，我们在一起交通一同聚会有超过20年。
I've never seen you this excited about the Lord Jesus.
我从来没有见过你这样子的兴奋，向着主可以有这样的一个高兴的情况。
What excites us really speaks a lot of our hearts.
什么让我们激动的事情，实在是反映了我们心的状况。
You know, there's a unique holy nation that we've been brought into.
这是一个独特的圣洁的国度，我们成为它的一部分。
Yeah, we live upon this earth. We have civic responsibilities in that.
当然，我们住在这个地上，我们仍然有我们作为公民的这个责任。
But we keep it all in perspective.
但是我们要把它们放在一个适当的位置上。
Because it continues, says we are God's own possession.
因为他继续说到，我们是属神的子民。
We're not our own.
我们不再属于自己。
But we're ones that are for him. He has purchased us and we're his possession. How he can use us as he desires.
他救赎了我们，他买赎了我们，我们如今是属于他的了。
But again, I want to ask a question.
再一次的，我愿意问一个问题。
As Paul has talked about this chosen race and royal priesthood, holy nation and God's possession.
保罗、彼得在这边再次提到说，拣选的族类、君尊的祭司、圣洁的国度、属神的子民。
Is this a New Testament concept associated with the church?
这个是不是在新约里边才有这个概念？仅仅是跟教会有关系呢
？No，
不是。
Let's go back to Exodus.
我们回到出埃及记。
And we want to look back at Exodus chapter 19.
我们看出埃及记十九章。
And we're looking here because we want to see how God's heart has always been for this.
我们愿意看见神的心意一直是这样。
We look at Exodus 19,
第十九章出埃及记。
As the Lord is speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai,
神在西乃山上对摩西说。
We start in verse 5,
第五节。
And note the similarity of words that we see here.
我们要看看有些相似的词。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, and all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
We see God's heart and desire for His people back here in Exodus.
我们在出埃及记这边，出埃及记这里就看见神向着他百姓的心意。
We see His same heart and His same desire for His people over in 1 Peter.
我们在彼得前书这边看见神那一样的心愿。
Brothers and sisters, it's a great privilege that we've been brought into.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识到我们是。何等的一个特权能够在一起。
We have been made the people of God.
我们被成为属神的子民。
This has always been God's heart.
这实在是一直在神的心里。
He has always had one purpose and one desire.
他其实就只有一个目标，一个目的，一个心愿。
And we, as we're living in this day and time,
我们虽然活在这样一个时刻，这样一个时代里头，
have been brought into this what we call His eternal purpose.
但是我们却被带进到他的这个永远的旨意里面。
I hesitate using that word eternal purpose.
我其实有点犹豫要不要用这个永远旨意这个词。
Because I know for years within my own life, that word was too big for me.
对我来讲，在我的一生里面，那个词是一个很大的词。
I just couldn't wrap my hand around it.
我好像没有办法真正的能够把握住那个词。
It just seems so nebulous, something floating around out there.
看起来好像就是漂浮在那个地方的一个概念。
If we can just see that it's simply His heart's desire.
如果我们简单的来说，那就是神的心意、心愿。
And if we can see that His eternal purpose is not a thing but a person,
所以我们就看见他永远的旨意不是一个东西，而是神自己。
It's the person of His Son Christ.
就是他，就是是一位，就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
What is His eternal purpose?
他的永远的旨意是什么呢
？He simply desires that the life of His Son would be manifest in His people.
他的心愿，永远的心愿，就是他儿子的生命能够在他所拣选的子民身上彰显出来。
The God Almighty has brought us into this privileged place.
这位全能的神把我们带到一起，这实在是一个特权。
Of being able to express the life of His Son.
带在一起来彰显他的儿子的生命。
And as we continue looking at verse 9, the latter part of it.
如果我们继续看九节的下半段
，It says you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Notice it doesn't say into the marvelous light.
他并没有在这边说进入奇妙光明。
It's his marvelous light.
是进入他奇妙光明者的光明。
Who is God's marvelous light?
谁是那个神的奇妙光明者呢
？It's our Lord Jesus，
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
You remember back in 2 Corinthians chapter 4，
我们记得在哥林多后书第四章
，God gave us that light out of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ。
神说他已经把光照在我们心里边，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面。
That light that we've been, it's the light is a person。
那个光是一个人。
Oh。We've been taken out of the darkness.
我们被从黑暗里边带出来。
Brought into Him.
我们被带入到他的里面。
We share this life together.
我们能够一同来分享他的生命。
Now, one of the things we have to remember.
有一件事情我们要记得。
How many lives do we have?
我们有多少次的生命呢？
Normally, we will think of, well, I have my individual life.
我们有多少个生命呢？我们多少个生活呢？我们可以有我们个人的生活。
I've got my church life.
我可以有教会生活。
I've got my family life.
我可以有我的家庭生活。
I've got my school life or work life.
或者我的上班的生活，或者我学校的生活。
I've got recreational life.
甚至还有娱乐的生活。
So I've got these different lives.
所以我有这么多种不同的生活。
And then we end up trying to juggle and balance these lives.
然后我们就开始来在这些生活里边来平衡。
But how many lives do we have?
但是我们到底有多少个生命呢
？Reality, we have one life.
真是在实际里面，我们只有一个生命。
We're in Christ.
我们在基督里,
we are in him and he is our life.
我们在他的里面,
we get in trouble a lot of times because we try to start balancing and working and straighten out all these individual aspects of life.
我们如果经常的要在那边调整，要在那边平衡我们的各种不同的生活的话，我们会遇见麻烦的。But
if we can see that it's one life that He's called us into,
但是如果我们知道我们被呼召进入一个生命里面的话，and
you really can't separate them,
然后你会发现你的这些生活不会被分开。Now
we can distinguish between them for fellowship, like at times like this.
我们可以把一些事情，把一些时间分别出来，好像就是在这边交通的这个时间。The
life we're living is one life.
但是我们所活在、活出的那个生命却是另一个生命。The
life is expressed wherever we are.
我们无论在什么地方，那个生命要彰显出来。Sometimes
that life gets expressed at home.
有些时候在家庭里边彰显那个生命。Sometimes
it's expressed in the assembly.
有些时候在聚会的里面彰显那个生命。Or
at work.
或者是在学校，或者是在上班的地方。That
life that He's brought us into, that it gets expressed so many different ways.
是他把我们所带入的那个生命得以彰显出来。And
that's what we are proclaiming.
这是我们在这边所宣扬的事情。As
it testifies there, that we can proclaim the excellencies of Him.
我们可以在这边宣扬他的美德。And
the excellencies of Him, the excellencies of Christ.
就是基督的美德。Now
this word proclaim here, or show forth,
这边这个词宣扬,
the base of this word is actually the same word that gets used in 1 Corinthians 11.
所以它的那个词根在哥林多前书11章里边也用过。
In 1 Corinthians 11, when it's speaking about the Lord's table,
在哥林多前书11章里边讲到主的桌子,
when we're taking that table, we're proclaiming His death until He comes again.
我们就在那边主的桌子面前宣告他的死，直到他再来。
This is what our lives are to be.
这就是我们的
Our lives are to be a declaration of who He is.
就是我们要来宣告说他是谁。
A declaration of all that He has done.
我们来宣告说他所成就的事情。
There was a dear saint that lived back in the 13th century.
在13世纪的时候有一位圣徒,
Thomas Aquinas.
他叫 Thomas Aquinas.
And he had a wonderful little saying.
他有一个很好的说法，很好的一句话。
He said, every day I declare the glorious gospel.
他说我每天都要来宣告说那个荣耀就是福音。
And he said, sometimes I even use words.
有些时候我甚至用话来说。
Every day I declare the gospel.
但是我每天都要在那边宣扬。What
he's saying there is he's declaring it with his life.
他在那边所说的就是说他用他的生命在那边宣扬福音。
And sometimes he uses words.
有些时候他用他的话来宣扬。
More so, his very life is to be a testimony, a proclamation of who we've been brought into.
但是更多的时候他是用他的生活来彰显来宣扬神的福音。
And the question we have before us tonight,
所以今天晚上摆在我们面前的问题是,
is this privilege still fresh within our hearts?
这样的一个特权在我们的心中是不是仍然新鲜呢?
Or have we started taking it for granted?
或者说我们在这边已经把它当作理所当然的。所以变得有点老旧。我们好像在这边已经经历一定。但是愿主在这边重新使我们复兴。One of my favorite characters in the Old Testament，在旧约里边我最喜欢的一个人物，就是加勒。
And I love Caleb because at the age of 85, he testifies that he is still strong as he was when he was 40.
加勒85岁的时候宣布说他仍然像40岁一样那样的强壮。
Here he was at 85 and he was ready to go possess his possession.
他85岁的时候他仍然预备着要去得到他的产业。
He didn't care that there were giants there.
他并不在乎那边有巨人。
Because his strength was then as it was 40 when he was 40.
他的力量在那个时候仍然跟他在40岁的时候一样强壮。
So now how did Caleb maintain his strength?
那么加勒是如何的来保持他的力量呢?
Did he go down to Gold's Gym every day and work out?
他是不是每天都要去那个健身房去锻炼呢?
Doing his spin classes?
他是不是在那边要来参加一些健美班呢?
He did some Pilates for balance and flexibility?
或者是他在那边要
Was he some kind of physical fitness? Some physical fitness nut?
他是不是在那边特别注重健美呢?
No, what was his testimony?
那么他的见证是什么？
He says, "My strength is now as it was then."
他说我的力量，我当时，现在如何？当年如何？现在也是这样。
What was Caleb's strength when he was 40?
当他四十岁的时候，他的力量是什么样子呢？
Maybe we should say, "Who was Caleb's strength when he was 40?"
或者我们应该这样来问：当他四十岁的时候，谁是他的力量？
The Lord was his strength then.
神在那个时候做他的力量。
The Lord was his strength when he was 85.
神在他八十五岁的时候仍然做他的力量。
And he knew the faithfulness of the Lord. It wasn't dependent upon Caleb.
他知道神的信实，他并不是在那边靠他自己，靠迦勒。
Because remember when Caleb went into that land.
记得当迦勒进到那个地的时候。
As he was going around spying that land.
当他进去窥探那个地的时候。
All of a sudden he set foot on a place called Hebron.
突然他的脚落在那个希伯伦那块地上。
And he had a Pentecostal experience.
他在那个地方有了一个五旬节的经历。
As he set his foot on Hebron.
当他的脚踏在希伯伦地上的时候。
That place that means fellowship.
然后那个地方的那个希伯伦的意思就是交通。
He said, oh, this is that.
哦他说哦这个就是那个。
Just as Peter declared on the day of Pentecost.
就好像彼得在五旬节那天所宣告的。
Peter said, this is that.
彼得说那个就是那个
Caleb entered into that
然后迦勒就进入了那个
Caleb was there at Hebron
迦勒在希伯来那个地方
And remember all that Abraham had spoken of all that Isaac had spoken of all that Jacob had spoken of
他突然记得所有亚伯拉罕以撒和雅各曾经宣告过的话
God's heart and God's desire for a dwelling place
神说到神的心意神要找到一个居所
the place where God had set aside for himself
但是神为自己所分别的那块地方
And when Caleb entered into that,
当迦勒进入到里面去的时候
All of that information All of the teaching that he had had From Abraham, Isaac and Jacob Through the tradition of the fathers
借着先祖的这个传统下来所有那些神对亚伯拉罕以撒雅各所说的那个话的知识
It became reality to him
对他来讲就成为了实际
Information was changed to revelation
这个资讯这个知识就成了启示
Because vision, true vision comes from revelation, not information.
因为真正的看见那个意象是来自于这个启示
We can read something and read something and we can have it in our heads.
我们可以读我们可以又读那个成为一个头脑的知识
Then we go through some experience and it becomes reality.
然后我们就有一个经历借着那个经历就成为我们的实际
And we say, oh, this is that.
然后我们就突然意识到哦原来这件事情就是这个
Have we had that this is that experience in regard to what the Lord's desire is for a corporate expression
关于神对着团体生命的这个见证的心愿我们是不是有这样一个实际的认识呢
Is it still just a concept or a teaching to us
对我们来讲是不是仍然不过是一个教导是一个知识呢
Or have we touched in part the wonderful experience of it
或者我们的生命已经摸到了一部分那个实际呢
How do we know if we really see?
我们怎么知道我们真的看见了呢
How do we know if what we're seeing has become a reality within our hearts?
我们怎么知道我们所看见的那个成为我们心中的一个实际了呢
Well, one way that we can look at it
有一个方面我们可以有一个方式我们可以看一看
It's a little test we can take There are other ways too But one way we can look at it
有一些其他的方式但是这样一个方式我们可以用来做一个测试
If what we've seen and all related to God's heart and purpose for a corporate expression,
我们在神的心意里边，他对团体见证器皿的那个心意里边，如果我们能够看见一点
，if it puffs us up, if it makes us proud, if all of a sudden we think we're better than others,
如果那个看见让我们觉得非常的骄傲，让我们觉得我们比别人高一等，我们比别人要好
，it's only in our head.
那不过就是在我们头脑上的知识
Because that separates and divides us.
因为这样的一个知识把我们分开把我们彼此的分开分裂
But when we really see what God's heart is
但是如果我们真实的看见神的那个心意的话
There's a humbling of ourselves
这个就会让我们谦卑下来
We're overwhelmed with what God's called us to
我们就会因着神的这个呼召我们真实觉得谦卑
We were those people as it spoke of in verse 10.
我们是这边第十节所说的这些人。
You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
从前未曾蒙连续，现今却蒙了连续。
By His mercy, we've been brought into something.
借着他的连续，我们被带进到他的那个实际里面。
We say, Who am I?
我们会说，我是谁？
Who am I to receive something like this?
我是谁居然能够得到这样的一个宝贝。
You look back at Chronicles when David was sharing on his revelation about the house of God.
我们看到历代志里边，大卫在那边分享说他如何得到关于 神家的那个意象，神殿圣殿的意象。
David says, Who am I?
大卫就说我是谁呢？
Now, a lot of times we'll say, Who am I? But it's pure false humility, spiritual pride.
很多的时候我们说我是谁，好像其实是带着那种虚假的属灵的骄傲。
But David was humble before the Lord.
但是大卫确确实实在神面前是谦卑下来。
And when Solomon had that call upon his life,
当所罗门被神呼召的时候，
in 2 Chronicles,
在历代之下，
he had that same response.
他有同样的那个回应。
Who am I?
我是谁呢？
I believe Caleb had that response.
我相信加勒有这样的一个回应。
He said, "Who am I?"
他也会说我是谁啊。
And that's why he could say, "My strength is today as it was then."
这是为什么他可以说我当日力量如何，现今仍然是一样。
Paul had that response.
保罗也有同样的回应。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，而是基督在我里边。
Have we had that response?
我们是不是有这样的一个呼召回应呢？
If we have that response.
如果我们有这样的回应，
Instead of something that divides and separates,
这样子的话，这样的事情就不会来 分裂我们。
It's something that unifies, it's something that edifies, it's something that strengthens us.
它就会成为一个把我们连在一起，把我们彼此的建造在一起的意思。
And the reality of this will revolutionize our lives.
这样的一个实际就可以在我们的生命里边带来革命性的变化。
It will revolutionize our lives not just once, but every day.
它不仅仅是一次性的要来带来我们生命中的革命，而且是每天都来革新我们。
May the Lord give us a fresh glimpse of this privilege that we've been brought into.
愿主能够给我们一个长新的、新鲜的看见，看见这是一个何等的特权。
There's a great calling that we have.
这是一个何等伟大的呼召。
And we have so much information about this calling.
关于这个呼召，我们有这么多的信息、知识。
But may the eyes of our heart be open to see the person of this calling.
愿我们的心眼被打开，看见这个呼召我们的神是谁。
And the reality of knowing that we have that person living within us.
而且我们能够看见这位就住在我们心里边，要做我们的实际。
That Christ in us, the hope of glory.
在基督在我们里边成为有荣耀的盼望。
Do we realize the privilege we have?
我们是不是真的意识到我们是在那个特权的里面？
We're the most privileged ones on this whole earth.
我们是在整全地里边最蒙特权的一群人。
We can look around this country and ones will say, oh, there's the 1%. The rest of us are the 99.
我们可以看看这个国家，好像有那么一群人，他们是 1%, 剩下的都是 99%.
The world says that's the privileged ones.
这个世界就说，哦，那些富有的人，他们是有特权的人。
That's the lie of the age.
他们是活在这个时代最
We are the most privileged ones upon the earth.
但是我们却是这个世界里边最有特权的。
There are many people right now sitting there watching a basketball game between two teams.
今天有很多的人坐在那边看着两个篮球队打球。
I don't want any of you checking the score right now.
我不愿意在座有任何人去看那个分数。
And they think they're so privileged to watch a ball game.
他们就觉得哦，能够在那边看一个球赛是何等的特权。
I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, there's nowhere else on earth I would rather be this evening than right here.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意告诉你，今天晚上没有任何一个地方我愿意去，就在这个地方是最大的特权。
Being together with brothers and sisters who love the Lord in His presence, what a glorious evening that is!
与那些爱慕主的弟兄姊妹一同聚在一起，聚集在他的同在里面，这是一个何等的特权。
Would the Lord make this privilege so great to each one of us?
愿主把这样的一个特权在我们每个人的心里边显为真实，显为大。
Maybe we've realized this privilege in the past and it's become a little dull.
也许我们为了过去的那个经历，我们会翻翻白眼，说这个已经变得好像陈旧。
Lord, revive thy work in the midst of years.
在幕后，在这个时代，愿主复兴他的工作。
Restore what the locusts have eaten.
把那些蝗虫吃掉的时代给我们找回来。
That we could be that fresh testimony.
我们能够成为神新鲜的见证。
Maybe we've never seen this privilege.
也许我们从来没有认识到这个，看见这个特权。
The Lord opened the eyes of our heart this weekend to see the privilege of this life together.
愿主这个周末能够开我们心里面的眼睛，让我们能够一同来看见这个特权。
Because we see all throughout Scripture.
因为我们实在是看见整本的圣经
and all throughout eternity,
能够看见在永世的里面
God has this desire,
神有那个心愿
for this corporate expression of his life,
让这个团体的生命彰显他自己
to be made into this eternal companion for his son,
能够成为他儿子在永世里面的伴侣
that one day there'll be that wonderful testimony of the bride has made herself ready.
有一天这个荣耀的见证就会发表，因为那个心腹已经预备整齐了。
And one of the ways that bride has made herself ready,
让这个心腹预备他自己的一条道路
，is that she knew the privilege of what she was being called to.
就是他要认识到，他被呼召进入到这个里边是一个何等的特权。
And she wasn't distracted by other things.
然后他就不会被其他的事情所打扰。
That privilege stayed fresh.
那样的一个特权一直是新鲜的
and that privilege governed her life.
而且那个特权掌管她的生活
may that govern our life in these days.
愿这件事情掌管我们的生命特别是在这个时代
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告
Lord, when we come to this matter the privilege of this life together we find words come up so short in trying to express it.
主啊，当我们一同来思想这个一同生活的特权这件事情的时候，我们觉得言语是何等的无力、软弱无力来表达这件事。
But Lord, that's where we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么我们何等的感谢你，我们有圣灵。
Lord, work in each one of our hearts.
主啊，在我们每一个人心里边动工。
There's so much more of yourself.That you desire to show us.
你自己有多大的丰富，你要愿意来向我们彰显。
There's so much more of this life together you want us to enter into.
这个一同生命里边有何等的丰富，你愿意来向我们彰显。
May we be those that are found simply cooperating with you.
愿我们成为那一群愿意与你合作的人。
And allowing you to have that preeminent place that you deserve.
允许你在我们中间来做你自己所要做的工作。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名祷告。Amen.